Hello and welcome to GCSE Chemistry Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most practical and exam-focused topics in your AQA specification, chromatography. This is topic 2.3, and trust me, it's a favorite with examiners because it combines practical skills with mathematical calculations and conceptual understanding. By the end of this podcast, you'll understand exactly how chromatography works, how to ace required practical 6, and most importantly, how to pick up every available mark in exam questions. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Core concepts, 5 minutes. Let's start with the fundamentals. Chromatography is a separation technique used to separate mixtures, particularly useful for identifying different dyes in food colorings or inks. The word itself comes from the Greek words for color and writing, quite fitting when you see those beautiful colored bands spreading up the paper. Now, here's the key concept that examiners absolutely love to test. Chromatography works because substances distribute themselves between two phases, the mobile phase and the stationary phase. Let me break this down clearly because this language is crucial for full marks. The stationary phase is the chromatography paper itself. It doesn't move, it stays put, hence stationary. The mobile phase is the solvent, usually water or ethanol, that moves up the paper by capillary action, carrying the dissolved substances with it. Here's where it gets interesting and where marks are won or lost. Different substances in your mixture have different solubilities in the mobile phase and different attractions to the stationary phase. A substance that's very soluble in the solvent will travel further up the paper. A substance that's strongly attracted to the paper will move more slowly. This difference in movement is what causes separation. Let's talk about required practical 6 because this is heavily assessed. You need to know the method inside out. First, you draw a baseline on your chromatography paper using a pencil. And this is critical. It must be pencil, not pen. Why? Because pencil is made of graphite, which is insoluble in the solvent. If you used ink, it would dissolve and run up the paper, contaminating your results. Examiners test this constantly, and the answer, so it doesn't smudge, won't earn you the mark. You must say insoluble. Next, you place small spots of your samples on the baseline. Then, and this is another common exam question, you place the paper into a beaker containing solvent, making absolutely sure the solvent level is below the baseline. If the solvent touches the spots, they'll dissolve directly into the bulk solvent instead of traveling up the paper, ruining your experiment. As the solvent moves up the paper, it carries the substances with it at different rates, creating separated spots. You remove the paper before the solvent reaches the top, and you mark the solvent front. That's the highest point the solvent reached. Now let's tackle RF values, which are tested in virtually every chromatography exam question. RF stands for retention factor, and it's a ratio that helps identify substances. The formula is RF equals distance moved by substance divided by distance moved by solvent. Here's the critical measurement technique. You measure from the baseline to the center of the spot, not the top or bottom edge. And you measure the solvent front from the baseline to the highest point the solvent reached. RF values are always between 0 and 1. They're dimensionless numbers with no units. A common mistake that loses marks is calculating RF values greater than 1. This happens when students divide the wrong way round. Solvent distance divided by substance distance. Remember, substance over solvent. A helpful way to remember is substance on top, solvent on the bottom. Let's do a quick example. If a substance moves 4.5 centimeters and the solvent moves 9.0 centimeters, the RF value is 4.5 divided by 9.0, which equals 0.50. Always give your answer to two significant figures unless told otherwise. One more key concept, identifying pure substances. A pure substance will produce only one spot in all solvents. If you see multiple spots, you've got a mixture. This is how forensic scientists can tell if a food coloring is a single dye or a mixture of several. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. Right. Let's talk exam strategy. Chromatography questions typically carry 4 to 6 marks and test a mix of assessment objectives. You'll get AO1 marks for recalling facts, AO2 marks for applying your knowledge, and AO3 marks for analyzing results or evaluating methods. When you see the command word explain, you must give reasons. It's not enough to describe what happens, you need to say why. For example, if asked, explain why substances separate in chromatography, you need to mention both solubility in the mobile phase and attraction to the stationary phase. One without the other won't get full marks. For calculate questions, always show you're working. Even if your final answer is wrong, you can still pick up method marks. And don't forget units where appropriate, though remember, RF values have no units. Common mistakes to avoid. First, don't say the baseline is drawn in pencil so it doesn't smudge. That's too vague. Say because pencil is insoluble in the solvent. Second, when measuring for RF calculations, always measure to the center of the spot, not the edge. Third, never get an RF value greater than 1. If you do, you've divided the wrong way. Here's an insider tip. In method improvement questions, examiners often test whether you know the solvent level must be below the baseline. They might show you a diagram with the solvent above the baseline and ask what's wrong. That's an easy mark if you're prepared.
Quick fire recall, quiz 1 minute.
Let's test your knowledge with some rapid fire questions. I'll give you a few seconds to think after each one.
Question 1. What is the mobile phase in paper chromatography?
The solvent?
Question 2.
Why must the baseline be drawn in pencil?
Because pencil is insoluble in the solvent.
Question 3. If a substance moves 3 centimeters and the solvent moves 6 centimeters, what's the RF value?
It's 0.50.
Question 4. What does a single spot in all solvents tell you?
The substance is pure.
Question 5. Where must the solvent level be relative to the baseline?
Below the baseline.
How did you do? If you got all 5, you're in great shape. If not, go back and review those concepts.
Summary and sign off. 1 minute.
Let's wrap up. Chromatography separates mixtures based on how substances distribute between the mobile phase, the solvent, and the stationary phase, the paper. Different substances move at different rates due to differences in solubility and attraction. For a required practical 6, remember: pencil baseline because it's insoluble, solvent level below the baseline, and measure to the center of spots for RF calculations. The RF formula is substance distance divided by solvent distance, and values are always between 0 and 1. In exams, use precise language, show you're working in calculations, and always explain why, not just what. This topic typically appears as a 4-6 mark question, often combining practical knowledge with data analysis. Thanks for listening to GCSE Chemistry Essentials. Keep practicing those RF calculations, review your required practical notes, and you'll be absolutely ready for exam day. Good luck and happy revising.